圣经，让我们一起来祷告。
We will look at a Bible passage together and pray.
我们看耶利米书的第三章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 3.
耶利米书的第三章。
Jeremiah chapter 3.Verse 22. Return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Indeed, we do come to you, for you are the Lord our God.
这个地方说，被盗的儿女回来吧。
It says here, return, you backsliding children.
虽然以色列百姓离开神去拜偶像。
Even though the Israelites left God and went to worship idols.
这引起神公义的愤怒。
And it caused God to have righteous anger.
但是父亲对儿女的爱永远不会改变。
But the love of her father would never change toward his children.
所以这里神透过先知在呼吁他的儿女回来吧。
So here, God, through the mouth of the prophet, beckoned his children to return.
只要愿意回转，就有希望。
As long as they were willing to return, there was hope.
为什么？
Why is that?
下面说，我要医治你们被盗的病。
What follows says, and I will heal your backslidings.
所以被盗好像是一个病。
Backsliding is like a disease.
离开神，这个是信仰的病。
To depart from God is a spiritual illness.
那神医治我们病啊，他会帮助我们。
God heals our disease and he would help us.
所以有很多的信徒啊，有一些信徒啊，如果我们看他回顾他年轻的时候，曾经当过浪子。
When some of our members recounted their past, they were actually prodigal sons.
到年纪大了以后，却很热心啊。
When they were older, they became fervent.
那到底是谁使他们这么热心？
So who is the one that caused them to be fervent?
到最后还是神。
At the end, it's God.
愿意回头，神就会帮助我们，让我们信仰越来越进步。
When we are willing to return, God would help us, and we would grow in our spirituality.
如果我们不愿意回头，
If we were unwilling to return,
我们就会发现神离开我们会越来越远。
We will find that God will be further and further away from us.
我们看耶利米书十四章。
Let's refer to Jeremiah chapter 14.
第七节。
Chapter 14, verse 7.
一直到第九节。
To verse 9. 7. O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do it for your name's sake. For our backslidings are many. We have sinned against you. 8.Oh, the hope of Israel, his Savior in time of trouble. Why should you be like a stranger in the land, and like a traveler who tends his sight to tarry for a night? 9. Why should you be like a man astonished, like a mighty one who cannot save? Yet you, O Lord, are in our midst, and we are called by your name. Do not leave us.
在这个地方，他们就感受到，神好像是做客人。
Here, they felt that God was like a guest.
所以这里说，你为何在这里做寄居的呢？
It says,
like
a traveler who tarry for just a moment.
又只住一宵呢？
And that he would just stay for a night.
所以可以感受到神跟他们的关系好像随时都要断绝的感觉。
They felt as if God's relationship with them would be over at any moment.
如果神跟他们很亲密，神希望永远住下来。
If God were close to them, he would feel like he would want to stay forever.
与他们同在，这是神的应许。
That he would be with them, and this is his promise.
他们拒绝悔改，就是活在罪里面。
They refused to return, and therefore they were in sin.
但是圣洁的神不能住在罪人的中间。
But the holy God cannot live in sin.
所以他们神就跟他们关系好像越来越疏远了。
So their relationship with God keeps getting further and further away.
那一个曾经体会过神跟他很亲密的人开始觉得神开始疏远他，这是一个很可怕的感觉。
For someone who had experienced closeness with God before, once he start to feel that God is further away, he would feel fear.
神好像我们的丈夫啊。 属灵上。
God is like our spiritual husband.
我们好像是一个太太一样。
And we are like his wife.
就在刚刚读的第三章里面就是这样写。
That's how it described us in chapter 3.
那如果这个太太很爱她的丈夫，
if the
太太很爱她的丈夫，
if the wife loves the husband very much,
现在丈夫要开始离开了，
and the husband is to leave her.
开始晚上不回来睡了，再来几天再回来一次。
And he would start to not come home every night, and only come back once in a few days.
对一个太太来讲，这是很痛苦的经验。
This is actually a very painful experience for the wife.
因为婚姻马上就会结束。
Because the marriage is about to end.
所以在这里我们可以看到神跟他们的关系啊，即将结束。
Here we can see that the relationship with God is about to end.
就是他们拒绝悔改。
Because they refuse to repent.
不是神不爱他们了。
It is not that God did not love them.
是他们不愿意悔改。
But rather, they were unwilling to repent.
神就不能与他们同在。
Therefore, God could not be with them.
所以第九节。
Verse
9. 你为何像受惊的人，像不能救人的勇士呢？
Why should you be like a man astonished, like a mighty one who cannot save?
其实神是勇士啊。
Actually, God is a mighty one.
为何像受惊的人呢？
But why would he be like one astonished?
到最后还是因为以色列的百姓的罪。
At the end, it is because of the sin of Israel.
所以他就恳求，求你仍住在我们中间，因为我们称为你名下的人。
So he prayed that God would be in their midst, that they are called by his name.
所以对耶利米先知来说，
For prophet Jeremiah,
他最珍贵的是神与他们同在。
What he treasured most was the abundance of God.
但是对以色列百姓来说，
But for the Israelites,
他们跟神的关系已经有一个隔绝，那个隔绝是他们对神的感受已经变成非常迟钝。
Their relationship already has a void with God, and they felt very slow.
那因为感觉非常迟钝了，所以好像有等于没有。
Because of that feeling of slowness, it's as if there is no such a relationship.
那我们再回来看第三章，耶利米书的第三章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 3.
神怎么医治他们这个被盗的病呢？
How did God heal their backsliding?
我们看第三章的十二节。
Let's refer to chapter 3, verse 12. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, Return backsliding Israel, says the Lord. I will not cause my anger to fall on you, for I am merciful, says the Lord. I will not remain angry forever.
十三节。
Verse 13. Only acknowledge your iniquity.That you have transgressed against the Lord your God and have scattered your charms to alien deities under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice, says the Lord.
我们人啊，很怕向别人显露我们的缺点。
We are very afraid to show others our weakness.
因为我们常常觉得显露我们的缺点啊，就好像我们把自己最软弱的一部分暴露出来。
Because in acknowledging our weakness, it's as if we are giving out what is the most lacking in us.
那有时候我们显露自己的缺点，反而成为别人利用的地方。
And sometimes when we show our weakness, others may make use of it.
但是我们要跟神建立关系啊。
But in order for us to build up our relationship with God,
我们需要在神面前很坦然的来。表露我们自己的软弱跟缺点。
We need to be very straightforward in front of God in showing our weakness.
那这样才有办法跟神重新建立关系。
Only so can we rebuild our relationship with Him.
其实我们没有向神讲什么，我们在神面前是赤裸敞开的。
Actually, even if we don't say anything, we are really naked in front of God.
毫无保留的，神都知道我们。
We have nothing to keep, and God would know everything.
那如果神知道我们，为什么神又要我们来告诉他我们的缺点呢？
If God already knows everything about us, why does He require us to confess our wrongs or weaknesses?
这个就表示我们有心要归回向他。
Because this is to show that we have the heart to return to Him.
所以在神面前坦然无惧，不但是把我们的挂虑交托给他，也要把我们的软弱缺点都来交托给他。
Therefore, before God, we fear nothing except to expose everything, including our weaknesses.
所以在十三节，你承认你的罪孽，就是违背神，拜偶像的罪。
Verse 13 reads, Only acknowledge your iniquity that you have transgressed against the Lord your God.
那承认神就要赦免我们的罪。
Once we acknowledge, God will forgive our sins.
所以我们刚刚唱这个赞美诗。
The hymn that we just sang.
恩典比罪还多。
Greater than our sin.
所以我们信主，在我们完全之前，这不是在这很难做到没有犯罪。
Before we believe in God, it is
在我们完全变成完全之前总是会犯一些错。
Before we become perfect, we would make some kind of mistakes.
但是神所要求的就是我们来到他的面前承认我们的错。
But what God requires is that we come before His presence to admit our wrong.
那这个神就会医治我们，就赦免我们的罪。
And God would heal us and also forgive our sins.
那我们跟他的关系就重新复合。
Then our relationship with Him can be rebuilt.
好，我们看来再回来看这个第三章。
Let's turn back to chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10. And yet for all this, her treacherous sisters, Judah has not turned to me with her whole heart, but in pretense, says the Lord.
这里讲，犹大还是不一心归向我。
It says here that Judah still did not turn back with a whole heart.
不过是假意的归向我。
But only in pretense.
所以神向我们要求的是什么？
So what does God require of us?
就是要我们很真心的来归向他。
That in true we return to Him.
如果我们只有在外表上、言语上来承认我们的错，生活没有改变，那这个就不叫做真心。
If we only acknowledge our wrong, a wrong in our words, but not really in the heart, then this is not really out of truth.
所以每一个人来到神面前，圣经说要审查自己再归向神。
Therefore, the Bible says.For every man to come before God, he must reflect on his, examine his heart.
好，我们来看耶利米哀歌。
Let's turn to Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌的第三章。
Lamentation chapter 3.
四十节。
Verse 40. 请。Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord.
四十一节。
41.Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven. 42. We have transgressed and rebelled. You have not pardoned.
43.
You have covered yourself with anger and pursued us. You have slain and not pitied. 44. You have covered yourself with the cloud that prayer should not pass through.
这里说，神以黑云遮蔽自己。
It says here that God covered himself with a cloud.
那我们的祷告透不过去。
That our prayer would not pass through.
这个透不过去就是祷告达不到神面前。
When the prayer cannot pass through, it means that it cannot reach God.
那祷告达不到神面前呢，就很难发生功效。
If our prayer cannot reach God, then it cannot be effective.
那到底人跟神之间那个阻隔是什么？
So what is the obstacle between men and God?
当然就是罪。
It's sin.
那要怎么让我们祷告能够达到神的面前？
How do we allow our prayer to reach God?
那四十节就讲要深深考察自己的行为。
Verse 40 says, "Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back."
再归向神。
And turn back to the Lord.
这个行为也不只是说自己的这个外在的行为，包括我们的生活方式。
Our ways do not just refer to our deeds, but also our way of living.
我们的生活方式是不是以神为中心？
Is our way of living God-centered?
那我们的优先顺序是不是以神为中心
？Is our priority God-centered？
哦，所以在哈该书里面
，In the book of Haggai，
哦，就提到他们虽然种的多，收的少。
It talks about that even though they plant much, but they only reap little.
哦，那装到口袋，口袋破了一个洞。
And when they put into the pocket, the pocket would have a hole.
那不是不认真啊，他很认真在做事情。
It's not that they're not trying hard to do the work.
哦，但是就是好像不够用。
But it's just that they never have enough to use.
那神就告诉他，你们要审查自己的行为。
So God told them, you must examine your ways.
审查你的生活方式，你把神放在哪里去？
To examine your way of living and where you place God.
所以很多人说啊，我生活都顾不完了，我还去教会里面做圣工，还去教会里面服侍神吗？
Many people say that I cannot even take care of my livelihood. How can I spend the time to serve in the church?
好像是我生活要照顾好了，我才能够来亲近神。
It is as if it's saying that when I'm able to take care of my livelihood, then I can serve God and draw closer to Him.
所以在教会很少看到参与圣工。
In the church, we don't see a lot of people participating in holy work.
因为大家都在忙生活。
Because everyone's busy with their life.
好像说等我有一天我退休以后啊，我有比较多时间，我就来服侍神。
It's as if it's saying that when people are less busy or when they're retired, then they can come and serve God.
这个是我们用地上的逻辑来推的。
This actually is based on worldly logic.
但是如果我们回到圣经来看
，But when we return to the Bible,
在这个地方，在哈该书都是这样讲。
Here and in Haggai, they both mention the same.
你们自己顾自己的生活。
That they only pay attention to their own lives.
住天花板的房子，就是说生活水准相当的高啊。
They live under the roof, which means that they had high quality of living.
但是圣殿荒凉。
But the temple was in desolation.
如果没有发展,
if the holy work in the church does not progress,
那我们一直去注重自己的生活,
and yet we keep continuing to emphasize on our way of living,
这样神就不会祝福我们,
then God would not bless us.
所以, 当时哈该书就说, 你们要审查。
So the book of Haggai says that we must examine.
那他们开始, 回头拿出行动来, 关心教会的重建这个圣殿。
When they returned and started to pay attention to the work of the temple construction.
那从那一天开始，神说你要看啊，你种的就会有收成。
From that day on, God said, "See what you plant, you will reap."
你装到口袋就不会破一个洞。
And what you put into your pocket, there would not be a hole.
因为从那一天开始，神祝福他们。
Because from that day on, God would bless them.
所以有时候我们做我们应该做的事情。
So sometimes when we do what we ought to do,
但是要把神摆在第一位。
But we must put God first.
那发现神就用很多的恩典来补足我们做不到的。
We will then realize that God would have a lot of grace in the things that we cannot take care of.
所以圣经来说，我们行事为人不是靠人的聪明。
According to the Bible, when we live, we are not trying to do so with our own wisdom.
乃是靠神的恩典。
But through the grace of God.
这是我们跟世界上人这个生活态度绝对不同的地方。
This is an absolute difference between our attitude and that of this world.
因为我们有一个父亲。
Because we have a father.
他是充满着恩典能力的神。
And he is the God who is filled with grace and power.
所以我们把他放在第一位，他也把我们放在第一位。
If we put him first, he will put us first.
我们做不到，他就代替我们来承担我们做不到。
What we cannot do, he will accomplish for us.
那我们就发现啊，生活的担子其实很轻省的。
Then we'll realize our burden is light.
所以这里说要深深考察自己的行为。
Here it says to examine your ways.
这个行为不只是说我们常常讲的哈，是这个我们的 conduct 我们自己的品德。
So these ways are not limited to just our conducts.
还指着我们的生活方式。
But also our way of living,
我们的价值观,
our sense of value,
我们的优先顺序,
our sense of priorities,
然后再回归向神,
then turn back to God,
那这样诚心向神举手祷告,
and then lift out our hands and hearts to God in heaven,
那我们就祷告就可以达到神的面前,
then our prayer will reach God.
所以每一个达到神的面前的祷告, 都先要先看自己, 然后再往上看。
each prayer that reaches God requires that the person looks at himself first and then looks up.
把障碍拿掉，祷告就很有功效。
Once the obstacle is removed, the prayer would be very effective.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
可以到前面那个祷告。
Please come forward.